I'm walking along the Clear Lake Trail at Kickapoo State Park in Vermilion County with Tyler Obluski and Jania Barrick, the media contact for the AmeriCorps Oak 5 team, a group of six young adults working to improve the mountain bike trails at Kickapoo. The trails at Kickapoo get heavy use from groups like the Kickapoo Mountain Bike Club and the Kennekuk Roadrunners, but they're in need of repair, a victim of state budget cuts over the past several years. If you ride, run, or walk them after any significant rainfall, you'll run into quite a few muddy spots. Tyler shows me one spot on the Clear Lake Trail where AmeriCorps Oak 5 redirected the trail to higher ground.
The trail, if you were here 24 hours ago, was actually right through here, which now you can't even tell it's a trail because we've just basically put it back into nature, reclaimed it. We took it out because they didn't want this precarious like root step system going down in this mud. It was kind of dangerous. So they wanted to close off that trail, make it look like it wasn't even there, and entirely loop it around, bring it down.
This branch of AmeriCorps consists of young adults ages 18 to 24. They sign up for a 10-month commitment from February through November. Jania joined AmeriCorps after talking to a recruiter while she was still in high school.
Took it to my parents, and they thought it'd be a great way to start off my after high school life and then work my way for my future. And ever since then, I'm pretty grateful to be in this program because it has helped me to grow as a person, and that's what also it does to you.
When we catch up to the rest of the Oak 5 team, I talk with their team leader, Tony Moore, who's a recent graduate of Manchester University in Indiana. When I get to the group, they're working on another section of trail that frequently turns to water and mud after heavy rains. They're moving it up the slope a bit to help minimize standing water. It's hard work, but Tony says that's part of the appeal.
Coming out here and doing hard work like this is just part of it. It's just grit. I think there was a study done where they kind of looked at kids who didn't do so great in school and kids that did much better in school. And there have been all kinds of stories of people dropping out of college and becoming billionaires and that sort of thing. I think the underlying thing that makes people successful is that grit, desire, and that perseverance.
If you're wondering how they learned to do this work, the Oak 5 team has some help. Trails for Illinois is a nonprofit organization based out of Homewood that works to improve hiking and biking trails throughout the state. They're raising money through their website to help fund this project. Steve French with Trails for Illinois is the trail crew supervisor.
We're trying to get Illinois caught up to speed compared to some of the other states around here who have excellent trail programs. We're getting there. It's a long, slow process. Right now, I'm only part time during the summer, and this is our second summer working with an AmeriCorps crew, and it's been excellent.
Lay it back too far right here.
It takes Oak 5 about 3 hours to redirect this 50-foot portion of the Clear Lake Trail. They'll use this technique wherever possible on the Clear Lake and out and back trails over the next few weeks. They'll also try to eliminate most of the stairs on the trails, as they're difficult to maintain, using switchbacks to minimize the slope. In flatter spots on these trails where there's not any slope to use, they'll put in some gravel to minimize standing water. They're also getting some help from the Kickapoo Mountain Bike Club, and they have two volunteer days coming up on Sunday, July 19th, and Sunday, August 2nd. Shortly thereafter, on August 4th, Oak 5 will move on to their next project in Detroit to help with repairs to the YMCA. But first, they've got several weeks of work on the trails at Kickapoo State Park. Steve French looks at the Kickapoo trails and sees great beauty, but also sees areas that have not been improved since the days of the New Deal's Civilian Conservation Corps.
These parks are gorgeous, and the state of Illinois has got some really nice state parks, and some of them date back to when the CCC built them. And unfortunately, some of the trails haven't been maintained since the CCC built them.
At Kickapoo State Park in Vermilion County, I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media.